people will stand up and clap. I'm like, I just want to be a part of that experience, you know? Most boys from 5 to 8 love magic. It's just this very enticing, exciting art form that's fun. You get all these wins and you hit these levels of success that you're like, oh man, I got 5 figures for this event. You're like, is this it? I was like a Swiss Army knife, right? But it was always people first. I love people. Doesn't matter if you're shy, doesn't matter if you're an introvert, doesn't matter if you're not attractive. Like, you don't need to be in a sexy industry to get people to know you. Hardest part of ending is starting
again. You're listening to The Radcast. If it's radical, we cover it. Here's your host, Ryan Alford.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the latest edition of The Radcast. I'm Ryan Alford, your host. We're talking magic today, folks. It's called personal branding. It's called PR. I'm talking with the founder of Ace of Spades, international speaker, personal branding expert, becoming a good friend too. JJ, what's up, brother?
What's up, man? I like this little look we got going on. We got like, you could be a musician. You could be like some kind of fixing someone's box with those green cabinets in front of you.
Oh yeah.
You know, you've got the 7-Eleven cup on the side on the below there.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's the whole show. But then you got the success quotes. So you got
the gear. I mean, our official merchandise sponsor, Branded Bills. You know, we got all kinds of stuff.
You know, it's go time. And you got people in the office behind you working. You know, it's not like one of those newscasts. You know, when TV journalists are like doing stuff and they see people working behind, I'm like, dude, they didn't even work there. You're just trying to make it look like you guys are busy.
Exactly. They better be busy back there. I'm going to go kick somebody's ass.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Got to whip something around here. How's it going, Jay?
What's going on, man? You know, it's another day in paradise, dude. Miami is pumping right now.
Dude, you know, everybody's moving to Miami. Some of my friends that I didn't even know, it's like they're moving to Miami.
Dude, everyone's moving, you know, as Enrique Iglesias says it, let's move to Miami, you know? And just so we're clear, like, please don't say Miami, Florida. It's offensive to us. You seen that video? Someone's like, so you live in Miami, Florida? No. She's like, Miami, Florida, USA. He goes, no, Miami, USA. There's Miami, it's its whole own community.
The nation of Miami.
Dude, Miami is now like, it's like a global destination. It's not like LA, Minneapolis, Texas. It's India, Australia, Dubai, Africa. Like the amount of people flowing through, like the governor just must be like, please keep coming. Please. You know?
Tourism is up in Miami as
dude,
well.
He's so loved here. I want to see this. I've been told this multiple times. He'll walk into a restaurant, DeSantos, people will stand up and clap. I'm like, I just want to be a part of that experience. Like, which governor has ever got that?
No.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know the state. You know,
is he one of your clients, personal branding?
I would love to. No, he's. I gotta. That's a slow play, you know. But he'd be a fun client, you know. So
what's cooking, man? I know you got a great story. I know I want to tell everybody about it. I mean, look,
yeah.
You're the first magician past, you know, life. I know, but past magician,
right.
Now you know, coaching people on building their brands and PR and, you know, helping them leverage all that. But let's talk the JJ story.
Well, dude, it's an Australian accent. Let's clear that up for the listeners. Is it London? Is it South Africa? Is it Kiwi? Dude, it's Australian. You know, my mom is English and French. Dad's Sri Lankan. You know, I'm like this unique Indian Ricky Martin look going on. People are like, I don't know if he's going to strip. I don't know if he's going to sing, you know? I've done both.
You can do both, right?
Yeah. I've done both. So it's, you know, they both work, you know? But you know, no, man, you know, I wanted to, you know, 16 years ago, I wanted to do two things. As in, you know, in Australia, I wanted to, you know, stand on stage and tell everybody what I do. And my first stage was a soccer field. I wanted to play pro soccer, right wing. And then when I realized that life was very up in the air, like you can get injured and the next kid's going to come through, entertainment was sort of the vibe for me. And I was the kid to learn magic tricks longer than you, You know, most boys from 5 to 8 love magic. It's just this very enticing, exciting art form that's fun. You know, people listening right now may have a son or a daughter that just loves magic tricks. It's just a cool thing.
I have a son that loves magic.
Yeah. Yes. There you go, dude. Yeah. And I was just like, someone said, why magic? I said, dude, I don't know. Like, why does someone become a patisserie chef? I don't know. It's just what we're drawn towards. And I did that for, you know, 18 years, you know, 15 to 18 years. And I hit every level of success you could hit as a magician. You know, TV show, got offered a Vegas contract, you know, got a deal to do some stuff with David Copperfield, maybe some stuff with Chris Angel. So like I hit all these successes, but along that journey, it was just, you know, when you do something so long and you think, is this it? Like, is this, it's got to be more than this. And I know like a lot of probably of your guests have said that, but I really felt it because I would go through different countries. Like I 35 countries later, you know, I take my act and what I do around the world. And you get all these wins and you hit these levels of success that you're like, oh man, I got 5 figures for this event. And I'm in, you know, the penthouse in the Marriott, Grand Hyatt in India.
Yep.
Like, you know, you're signing the room service, like you're the prince, like whatever, you know, you don't care.
Yeah.
$25 green tea, cover it, you know? Yeah, but you had highs and lows like that. And you're like, is this it? But then eventually, like the next day, you're no one, you go back to your apartment. I was living in Asia at the time. You're like, is this it? You know, like, is this what people go through? I'm like, there's got to be more. And then, you know, to cut a long story short, like I was always adding, I was like a Swiss Army knife. Magic was my first part. Then I would add in the hosting. I would add in speaking. I ran a digital agency in Asia while the gigs were slow. I ran a nightclub, right? But it was always people first. I love people. And, you know, being around people my whole life, you know, for so many countries in 3 different continents, you just like become like this sponge of knowledge and you're very good at working it. You know how to like go into any situation, work the room, close the deal, follow up. Like I just became like really good at like figuring out how to play different roles. And that's how the personal brand thing happened, because at the end of the day, what was I doing for 33 now for 18 years? I was selling me, you know, magic to speaking, to TV hosting, digital agency, running a nightclub. You know, it's like, it doesn't matter about the product. It matters about the person. So, you know, when 2020 happened, you know, pandemic, and I couldn't speak anymore and I wasn't really happy. I was speaking to corporations and, you know, you're giving them all these moves and ideas about personal experiences and customer satisfaction. They're like smiling. Citibank's looking at you smiling, but you know on Monday they're going back straight back to the same way they were before.
Yep.
And I was like, dude, this isn't it. Like, is this it? Like, do I really want to get paid to go speak to corporations when they can't do anything or they're red tape?
Yep.
So the pandemic was the best thing that happened to me, man. And then I, you know, transitioned into the feeling of like, what can I do to, you know, help people get themselves known?
I want to get down the obviously personal brand path, but I want to, the magic. I got to, you know, there's going to be curiosity. I think you're right when people, you know, relate to that or have perspective of that. But I think at the end of the day, it's probably what makes you great at marketing, not because marketing's magic per se, but it's the art. Yeah. It's an art, you know, an art form in a way. And it's, you know, certainly persuasion, right? Isn't it just the art of great marketing is the art of persuasion? And isn't magic like the ultimate format of that?
Yeah. I think because I did it for so long and my specialty was close-up magic, not stage. Mm. So it was like working different rooms of people, like 500 boring accountants. They're like, hey man, here's a bunch of money. Go in and make sure we appreciate them for the hard work they do. You know,
right.
That's sort of the idea how every event, you know? So they would use me as a pawn. You know,
yeah,
you're the filler. You're the guy to make it fun. And then it is, it's moving people from a state, making them think something's there, controlling a room, telling people to do things they don't want to do. You know, it's like I was like a professional con man, you know, in a way. That's why I've always loved Ocean's 11 and Focus with Will Smith. And, you know, and to give you, I haven't told many people this. I don't think I've shared this a lot, but my specialty was pickpocketing. So close-up magic, so I could take people's watches off. That's how I got off of the TV show. So they wanted to do this idea of called the Down Under Con Man. It was going to be me. Yeah. And that's.
I'm glad you didn't go that with your personal brand.
Yeah. Down Under Con Man. I know. People like everything's a scam on the internet these days. But that's how it got me the opportunity for the Vegas show, for the, you know, doing stuff at Copperfield for Disney. And then Chris Angel was, you know, there were talks as well. But the feeling of like being able to go up to someone and like, you know, steal their watch or like, you know, pickpocketing someone's bag and then you're getting that on camera. There was a show called The Real Hustle. And it was like hidden cameras of like real pickpocket or like actors or magicians being pickpockets, but showing people how to steal and how to go to a hotel and ask for a hotel upgrade. And I love all that stuff. Like it's fun.
Yeah. What was your best trick? What was your best trick? What was your best trick?
Oh, dude, stealing a Rolex of some guy's left wrist.
All right. Yeah. That was
like,
it.
Tell me how he will not be like, this guy's good. Yeah. And it's even better when his ego is there. And, you know, someone says, you know, Ryan, he's going to get your watch. He's like, this kid will never get my watch. 4 minutes later, I got his watch. Dude, you talk about like some guy from Texas, running this event in Texas, guy, the big hat, big guy. You know, he was the power player. And I said, I've got to get it. And I got it. Dude, I've never seen a guy being pushed off his pedestal in life. He was angry and shocked. Yeah. Then like confused and intrigued.
Oh yeah. All the emotions.
Like, how is this 25-year-old at the time, like, you know, young buck from I don't know what country has fooled me? You know? But that was fun. You know?
Yeah.
It was fun.
No card tricks?
Yeah, dude. Card tricks, coin tricks. It was, you know, the ability to work a room was the power. That's what, you know, it's like now that I'm out of it and I'm present to what I was paid to do, it makes sense now. I wasn't paid for card tricks. I was paid to get everybody to talk about their event. Hey, we had the best time. Thank you, Ryan, for putting on the event. I'm going to give you business now because I had a great experience because I had fun, you know? But it was, it was a great, I'm so happy that I got to play that world for a long time because it took me to many different countries, many different cultures. I met celebrities and worked with big players. Like it's an only art form that doesn't matter whether you're 5 or you're 55, you're from China or Colombia, it makes sense. You take a coin and you make it disappear. You don't need language to know what that means.
Yeah.
You're like, surprise factor can connect, you know?
Yeah. Surprise and delight. Two of my favorite words. That's in marketing as well. My girlfriend
said last night. Okay, what? Okay, go ahead.
Oh, talking with JJ, owner of Ace of Spades, personal branding expert. So, Jay, let's talk about, personal branding. You know, it's so polarizing. You know, it shouldn't be. To guys like you and I, it's not, because we know the power of it. But what's the history here? Why is it so polarizing seemingly with people? Like, why is it like either you get it and you're all in, or you kind of think this distaste you know? For it. What is that?
Yeah.
Let's start there, and then let's just talk about what real personal branding is.
Well,
and,
you know, it's funny because like you're so right, because like I'm speaking this week at a lot of entrepreneur events, and I was at Clever Summit, you know, 2022, whatever, 2 weeks ago, and you know you got Ryan Pineda on stage, you've got, you know, Cody. Like out of, let's say, the 15 speakers, at least 10 of them mention personal branding. And then you've got the guys that are like all in. Like, what would you do? Personal brand. Everything is personal brand, personal brand, personal brand. You know, it's, but then there, you know, you've got people in the room, you're right, like who get it. And some people just don't. They just think it's the most like, ugh, why would I sell? Why would I put myself out there? Like, I want to start a tech company. I don't need to do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to give an answer to this because I'm sure it's like the same thing like with being in sales. You know, when you say that, there are people that love it, that get it, that you know, always learning about it. And there's a distaste with sales as well. Ugh, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of preconceived notions about it, you know? And then that's our job, right? And especially my job to break the limiting beliefs on it.
Yeah.
Because as I said to you before we started, people have this ideal that, you know, one of the objections that comes up, and I bring them up before I speak to people, hey, doesn't matter if you're shy, doesn't matter if you're an introvert, doesn't matter if you're not attractive, like you don't need to be in a sexy industry to get people to know you. And I think a lot of people, Ryan, feel like, you know, they, oh, I don't look like Ryan, I'm not cool, I'm not ripped, I don't have like a team, you know, I don't have like a podcast. No one's gonna believe me, listen to me.
Right.
So I think there's a lot of just they talk themselves out of it for them to understand it.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I think what people have to understand is being known has dividends, you know, and especially to the right audience. And it's not just about being famous. It's about having influence, right? And that's the biggest, that's the biggest difference I see is, you know, having influence, which brings with it benefits versus, and I'm not saying fame doesn't bring benefits, but sometimes people, I think, misguide it. They think it's fame for fame's sake, you know, for ego, when in reality, you know, having influence and having an ability to move the market or create leverage brings a lot of benefits.
Yeah. Like, once again, it's just miseducation. You know, everyone has influence. You have it over your animals. You have it over your children. You know, it's just, have you ever heard this, right? The problem that we face and probably a lot of listeners face is that we're actually, and go with me on this one.
Yeah.
We're too dialed in. We're too smart. And let me explain what this means. We know too much. And when you know too much in the space of like, things like influence and you know, personal brand, you know, how to close in the DMs, like all these like words and things and phrases that very few people know about, it's actually sometimes not a good thing because we get too emotionally involved in it. Sometimes it's just like you said to someone, hey, go on this television show, talk about what you do, and we're going to get a lot of people to see it. You got to sometimes dumb it down for people. Because you start throwing influence and you start throwing like all these big things, people don't know, they don't understand. They get confused.
Right.
You know? It's like, yeah, famous is great, but like, man, I'm just going to get a lot of people to look at your website and I'm going to get a lot of people from the show to look at you. And that's the way sometimes you go to people got to understand it.
Well, you have to drill it down to like, what's the end benefit? Okay. You've got a book, you're writing a book. No one knows who you are, and you want to sell a lot of copies. So we're going to get you on TV, and we're going to post to social media so that we get more people that view it so that they buy your book, right?
Yeah, yeah. But let me throw this one in, and I think this is why I'm just going to sound cocky, but I'm going to own it because it's the truth. This is why the agency's grown to 100 clients in 12 countries in under 2 years. The reason why is because I found out the why behind someone's vision. Do you want to write a book? Congratulations. I love that. Why do you want to do that? Well, I want to share my story. Okay, cool. And what do you want to do when we share the story? That's a very different path, man. Do you want to make money? Do you want to be validated by your mom? Who you haven't been validated for the last 10 years? Like I'm going deep, but this is how it can go. Do you just want to be appreciated within your local circle in like Minneapolis at the book club? I'm fun like that, but I bring it up because these are the things I keep hearing, you know? Yeah. And when you find out what someone's real intention is behind the action, then you can create a plan to hit it. So you don't need to give them the, you know, $250,000 proposal, or maybe you do.
Yeah.
Maybe they need to spend 25 grand, or maybe they need to spend 2,000. So it's like coming back to like figuring out what's the reason they're doing it. Same thing in the podcast world, man. You know, I have a lot of clients. I want to start a podcast. Okay. Why? Well, I just want to like, you know, I want to get out there a little bit. Okay. Why? Because I want to meet some people. Why? Because you want cash flow, right? You want to sell your product. We don't have to do it that way. That's cool. Like if you enjoy it, but like nothing worse than going on a podcast and you know the guy's doing it for a wrong intention.
Yep.
You can feel it. You're like, this guy's just trying to like get leads, you know?
Yep. Exactly.
You see that, dude. You know, I've been on the show.
Yes. Yeah.
The question is, it's like 5 minutes of like general, like, tell me your story. Cool. So, you know, tell me about the business and how you bring in cat lead flow. What? I thought this is a podcast about my story. Where are we going with this? You know?
Yeah. What's the JJ brand? So, you know, we'll come back to some. I want to talk about the, you know, 20 personal branding in 2022, but I want to know.
Depending which girl you ask, dude, you know? Yeah. Mom or dad.
Yeah. Mom, dad, or which girlfriend?
Yeah. Yeah. What's the JJ brand? It's really, I haven't been asked that for a while. Fun, you know, engaging, energetic, but the biggest, strongest, most important thing for me is belief. Like I believe in you. And that's what all the clients pay me for. But they don't buy it because it's not sexy. They're not buying television. They're not buying verification. They're not buying Forbes. They're buying someone once in their life, Ryan, that has said to them, dude, what do you want to do? What do you really want to do? You know, because personal branding, most people aren't coming to like, hey, I just want to promote. Like personal branding is personal. So they want to leave a legacy. Dude, I really want to like, I had this one guy, he's a construction guy that really, he's a really good chef. Dude, I just want to like have a party and everybody to know that I cooked all the food. That's awesome, man. What's holding you back? Why haven't you done it? Oh, just no one's given me a plan. No one's given you the belief that you can do it. So I want to give people the belief. Because if you know this, Ryan, if we have more belief in the world, dude, it's the money doesn't matter. That it's just you'll do whatever you want to do, period.
And hey, even going back to the magic, selling the belief in the magic, right?
Yeah, selling the belief that there's that card, it says Ace of Spades. They turn it over and it's the Four of Spades, but they still believe it's the Ace of Spades. Yeah. you know.
How's personal branding changed the last few years? You know, like there was a perception and a mind, you know, share of like what it is and what it isn't versus what it is today.
I know people want to like connect more, you know. We don't want Bobby and Ken anymore.
Yeah.
You know, people are smarter, man. They can smell it. You know, I think there's so many messages coming out at you every second. You know, like let's say you want to get a doctor, right? Isn't just like go down your local road and find the next guy. We're smarter now. People are like, hey, I have money and I have a problem. I'm going to do my own research. So I think your buyer is a little bit more educated on like, where do I get that information from? So this is why if you're the guy on personal branding putting out expert content and they keep seeing it, dude, they're going to come to you. They're more likely going to give you a chance first than the next guy. So I think people want to connect more with the person. They want to know like who you stand for, what you stand for behind the sale. You know, so for you, Ryan, like one tip I can give you right now, like I don't know, you know, how many times you like put up posts about your children or your family, you know, but that stuff's like gold because it, you know what it doesn't say? It says, okay, great, you have a family. You know what it really tells to someone? He's a family man. This is PR 101. How do you relate yourself to the public? He's a family man. He looks after his kids. If he looks after his kids, he's probably going to look after my business, right? Wow, he's, you know, has a great family. That means he's caring, kindness. I want to be treated with kindness. So it's like layers, you know? So I think people want to see that because people, that trust problem, man, is a big problem in this space. You know, people don't know who to trust anymore and they're being tricked and they're being fooled. Being manipulated, marketing, buy this landing page, it's going to make you millions. Dude, we all know it does. That's not the truth. Where's the lead flow going to come from? Dude, I have so many ladies that I know, I don't know why. I only spent 18 grand on this landing page business 4 months. That's awesome. Congrats on investing in yourself. Where's the lead flow? Yeah. Oh, I just thought I was going to create the landing page. Who did that? That's the marketing guys telling them, just do the landing page. Follow Russell. Look, we're going to copy Russell Brunson's. We're going to do it for you. Charge you 18.
Yeah.
And you know, dude, this girl doesn't even know how to pick up the phone. I get annoyed because like I get marketing, Ryan, and I get it, but like it's sort of ethically wrong too. Like, you know, deep down that these people, like, especially if you've got guys getting on the phone with these people and you know they don't even have a product and you're pushing a landing page or pushing something down, dude, that's shame on you, dude. That's just, I'm strong like that, man. But
You're not selling the entire circle, right? You're selling a piece of the pie, but not the whole thing. Like, yeah, it's demand generation. Right. I mean, you know, it's one thing. It's kind of like I counsel clients on e-commerce all the time. And so,
right.
And everyone thought you build this, you know, like the old Field of Dreams, build it, and they will come. You build the store. I built a wonderful, beautiful Shopify store.
Yeah.
And job's done. No, you got to create social. You got to drive demand. You got to create demand. You got to run ads.
Yeah.
You got to drive traffic to it. Then you got to refine it. And then you got to build some more social cred and social proof and get reviews and refine it some more. Like, it's not build it and they will come. It's there's so many more parts to it.
Yeah. And good on you for at least explaining that. And if they want to do it that way, then that's on them. But same thing for me too, man. Hey, I'm in Forbes. Where's the phone calls? No?
Yeah.
You know? And I'm big on that. I'll tell a client, like, what do you want to do? They're like, I want to get in Forbes. I'm like, you're not going to get phone calls. So like, you know, oh, but it's not going to drive lead flow back? No. You know?
Yeah.
And I always tell them this question, right? And you can answer this, Ryan. Ryan, what did you have Friday for lunch last week?
I have no idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So why is someone going to remember something they read while they're on the toilet scrolling?
Right.
Like, people is so much message. You know, this is why PR is like out there. You know, how do people keep seeing your message over and over and over and over? How can you keep doing podcasts? How can you keep doing TV shows? It isn't one move, one play. It isn't one webinar. You know.
Yep.
That's what marketing boys want to say. You do this one webinar, it's going to change the game. Bro, they also have $100,000 a month to spend behind ads. You Google him, he's credible. He's been in the game. Like, this is the problem for me, Ryan. That's why I'm passionate about it, because this is magic 101. It's like master deception. It's master persuasion. It's master influence. It's literally like the fake it, well, not even fake it till you make it, but it's you see but you don't see everything else.
I think what you're talking about is so key, because I think everybody thinks, you know, it's one tactic here, one tactic there. But what I always tell people is, how many times do you see the same commercial over and over again? It's called reach and it's called frequency. And you have to see it over and over again. So you have to do all these tactics. They all add up to then move the needle where you want. It's not just one thing, right?
People have this, you know, whatever marketing, whoever's telling them it's like one this, one that. Like, no, you know. I always try and go back to people as well and get them to understand it by them saying it. So, for example, I'll say to someone, Ryan, let me ask you a question, right? Like, so you want to do this, this, and this, right? Okay, cool. Let me ask you something. What are you really good at? And then go answer the question.
Yeah, I'm great at marketing and branding.
Okay, great. Awesome, man. And you've had a career for like 20 years, right?
Yeah.
Plus. Great. So you've probably put some runs on the board, right?
Yes.
You've done repetitions, right?
Oh, yeah. Repeat, repeat, repeat.
Right. So why would that be different in what we're trying to achieve together? And I like to let the pin drop, because you can say it, you can get other clients to say it, but people need to hear them saying it and then go, oh, that's such a good point.
Yeah.
You know, it's that classic 101, like, you know, you get the riches and the rewards when you put the runs on the board.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm big on telling people, like, I work with artists and coaches and like, it's not working. How long you be doing it for? Oh, like 19 days. Get out of here, man. Get out of here.
Instant gratification.
Yeah. Oh, I do this. Oh, really? You've been doing that? Okay, let me see the Instagram. So I've got a lot of money and I want to give it to you. Are you best representing yourself well? Oh, I'm supposed to get rid of that. Exactly. You know what you need to do. Or, hey, what's your website? Oh, I need to change my website. How long have you been saying that for? 6 months, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like, you know, I come across very strong and people don't like it. I you know, I know people like you come across too strong. I said, listen, at the end of the day, you're going to have to get to this part in the conversation. I'm pushing you in the deep end earlier. And you know, the problem is that you want this because people are going to say, oh, I'm not interested or don't have the money. That's a lie. What they really say is, I don't trust you enough because of what I saw on the website. I don't trust you because you say one thing, but then I go on your Instagram and there's half naked photos of you. That's happened to a client of mine. She told me that.
Yeah.
I don't trust you because I saw one thing one night that you posted and it turned me off you. Happened to me. You know, so I try and tell the things that people need to hear, whether they don't like it, but that will hit them. One Tuesday afternoon, Ryan, they'll be sitting there by themselves and like, shit, that Jay guy's got a good point. That Australian guy's got a couple of good things on his sleeve, you know?
Yeah. So what's in the playbook, man? I mean, you know, I know you guys do a lot of things from verification to, you know, Forbes and TV placements and all that. But and look, both it's your services. So we'll pub that as well. But like, but it's also part of the playbook, right? Like, how do you build personal brand in 2022? What's that playbook? You know, maybe the condensed version. I know we could go on it.
Other than the classics, like commitment, you know, consistency, you know, because dude, if you ain't all in, I ain't going to help you.
Yeah.
You know, let's say they're committed, they're going to be consistent and that the intention is clear. It's not just for a quick 100 grand or a quick mil. You know, they're actually wanting to be the expert or the go-to. They want to actually do these things. What I will share is like, let's do it all because we both know that one thing may not work.
Yeah.
Like if you just want to be the course guy, you know, you just want, I love that. I'm not a specialist in courses, but I know how to get you seen on a global level. I know how to get people to see you in Africa. I know how to get people to see you in Asia. I know how to connect and get in front of them because I've done it for myself. So I, you know, what I try and do is hit the top five things. I'm like speaking, courses, right? Podcast, you know, maybe being a writer in a publication, you know, running live events. I just do what I've done because that's the best way to sell it for me, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, try to do it all, you know? And some people may not resonate with that because like, I don't want to do all that. Well, then I don't want to help you because I don't know 100% if that move is going to work. You know, like, you know, it's like the people like, well, I want to make 12 grand a month, but I only want to work 1 hour a day on Wednesday night. Okay.
Yeah. Like, well, if you find it, call me.
Yeah, let me know of the Wednesday night 12 grand a month guy because I'd love to like have him on a podcast myself. How did he even brand him? I just thought of that. That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Now, imagine that. Like, what do? I'm the guy that helps you make 100 grand Saturday afternoon from 4 to 6, 1 hour a week for one time a year. Okay. Pretty dialed in. But niche.
Yeah, but when somebody's selling that, Jay, you know they are. So that's what.
Someone's like right now, like registering Saturday afternoon 100 grand.com, .co.io.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Now, dude, I think, you know, people are not, they're just, they want the riches and the rewards without putting the runs on the board, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's why I like, you know, from what you've done, like, you've had the runs. You can Google you and you've got track record. There's something powerful about that, you know? I don't go out and say 57 million views lightly. I say it all the time because people can YouTube me, see 500 videos as a magician, right?
Yep.
It's like, man, like he's done something. He's been consistent for 10 years. Probably he knows what he's talking about enough for me to take a phone call.
Yep.
You know?
Who's your ideal client?
someone who is working on the company, usually the company's doing 2 to 5 mil a year, usually, you know, they're not working in the business on the business, and someone that's already like wants to like now build, be the go-to. I like when someone says to me, I want to be the go-to, because it's a very clear, I know where they want to go. And usually those people have a big vision, so they're willing to do the things to get there, you know?
Yep.
So, you know, we work with matchmakers, we, you know, we've got a plastic surgeon, you know, work with a lot of people in eXp Realty, you know, work with some big network marketing people, like the people at the top, you know, they want to be the biggest in the whole space. So when they have that hunger, you know, it's fun because money isn't their motivator. They're doing super well with cash is not their problem. Legacy is their problem, you know, being seen as the expert. Or a big pain in our industry is like they want to be known as the person to give the right information. Like I'm tired of seeing this guy because he's spitting out the wrong shit, you know? He's lying. Great, use that fuel, use that passion. That's what how we can move you.
That was me 5 years ago. Like it was a combination of I've done, and it wasn't because it was about me. It was more like, okay, this guy's saying the wrong things, number one. And then number two, I've helped the largest brands in the world and no one knows who I am, and I could help a lot more people if they knew that. And so it was a combination of I'm tired of seeing that guy say it wrong and he has no credibility. He hasn't done anything. And you know, I mean, I'll admit some of that was ego. I mean, I don't mind saying that, but it was based in more than just ego.
You know? Yeah, man, no, good on you. And you know what, like whose responsibility is to do that? Yours.
Yeah.
It's like, well done him for marketing himself in the way, you know, that's what usually happens. Let's say, you know, same with creative, and it's like same with talent. You know, talent's super great and they don't know how to market, or the guy that gets all the bookings as an entertainer, really not that talented. He's like, well, I better figure that part out because I can't sing, but if I can position myself as a good singer, I can get it in the meeting, you know, with Jay-Z. So it's like, it's, you know, I tell people this too, like, because, you know, you can buy likes on Instagram. I've done it. I bought followers. I'm not afraid to say how I've grown, you know, the Instagram account, because I did it because I wanted to show people like what's working, what isn't working. Yep. But at the end of the day, however you're trying to get to the goal, right, is your content and character good enough that if Instagram shuts down, if TikTok shuts down, can you still go out and close the deal? Can you still go out? And if I put you on TV tomorrow, you can talk about it. Because the whole fake it, you know, we're talking about fake it till you make it. A lot of people are lying till they die. They actually can't do it. Yeah. You know? Like at the end of the day, strip everything away, dude, like I'll close. Like I know my passion. I know my industry. I know what it is. I've put the crumbs on the board. But a lot of people like actually, and Clubhouse was a perfect example of this. There was a lot of like, fake it till you make it people that had no, they would just lie. Their bio was just all lies. And I got in trouble one day in a room because I asked someone, he was speaking, and I was like, I got to say something. Like, I probably shouldn't, I got to say it. I'm like, hey man, I Googled you. I don't see anything. You know, hit a bone, you know? And then the worst is like, if you get caught, try to fake it. He just disappeared. Oh, well, that just helped his case. You know, you just ruined. And he's a big guy online, you know? Yeah. He's a big guy in Clubhouse.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that coming back to the personal brand part, man, you don't have to fake it. You just could be authentic. Because the moment that they get you, you lose distrust, it's done. That's you know? True.
Yep.
You don't have to be there. You don't have to go out to the market and say, hey, I've been in the game for 20 years if you haven't.
Yeah. If you're 15.
Yeah,
15 years old.
Well, I have been doing it since I was 15, you know?
That's true.
But so for me, it's like, it's actually, because people don't believe it. Then I'm like, dude, just Google that.
Yeah.
I know you don't believe it. I look like I'm 21. I get it. Yeah. But no, like since I was 14 and a half, I was getting letters from school and go, you know, at a private school, a college in Australia, like, going out to work for McDonald's, you know, come out with $300 cash, but kids are making $4 an hour. Actually, it was like $7 an hour at McDonald's, you know? But But people need to see it too. And that's the other thing that, you know, I'm big on. Like, I have one guy at the moment that he gets annoyed because he's losing out on deals. He's in flipping. And I said, I'm not going to say his name, but I said, man, no one knows what you do because you don't show it.
Yeah.
But they don't trust this. Dude, show me. Everyone wants, like, we all want to believe everyone's what they're saying. Show me what you can do. Let me see it. Let me see the client testimonials. Let me see the screenshots. Because the moment they ask you and you freak, you pause, you're done. Like, if I can give everybody a tip right now, get on a Zoom with someone next time you want to work with someone, and this is totally on your call, say, hey, man, you know, love what I'm hearing. Is it okay? Like, would you mind showing me, like, if especially if it's in a money-making service, right. Show me your bank account. Show me the last report on the phone. Dude, most people cannot. Hey, I would love to. This is a great one you can use. Hey, I'd love to, really send me across the details of the agreement. One more thing I need from you to close the deal to make it easy for you. I need 3 phone numbers. I want to call them.
Yeah.
Dude, referral. Oh, we can't NDA. If someone says that to me, you know, dude, you're hiding.
Yeah.
I bring it up before a call. Hey, Ryan, you know, really want to work with you. What I'd love to do, if it's okay with you, I'd love to give you a couple of phone numbers that whenever you're ready, you can call them, ask them the questions you couldn't ask me. Oh, wow. You know, because I want you to feel comfortable at this. This is a partnership. Dude, no one does that. You know?
Yeah, I love that. Hey.
Yeah, it's good.
Credibility. Prove it. Inspect what you expect.
Yeah, dude. Just come with so much trust. And you know what happens, Ryan? They don't call.
No.
They don't.
No.
Because you've given them already every reason why, like, to trust you.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they may text, maybe, but no, man.
That's right.
They ask for these things when there's no trust.
What do you think, as we close down talking with Jay, owner of Ace of Spades, international speaker? So Jay,
yeah,
platforms, I didn't want to just talk about platforms, but, you know, TikTok's blowing up, Instagram's still big, but, like, any platform, I know it's all depending on where your niche is, where your audience is, but any overarching guidance for our audience on platforms in general?
Yeah, I think we should go back to MySpace, man, you know? Yeah. Let's bring that back, you know?
That space wasn't so bad.
Yeah, man, AOL chat, MSN chat. Let's roll back, to the classics. You know, ironic because I had a pretty strong perspective last night, but then I saw Gary Vee's video and he broke my perspective. Well, he didn't break it. Someone asked him, like, what should I focus on? And he's like, the girl asked the same thing. She's like, hey, I was told that you should focus on a platform that's going to meet the right people. And he's like, you should do it all. Like, you don't know what's going to kick. I understand what Gary's saying, but we don't have a team of 700.
Yeah.
So, and he'd probably break me on a call if I said that.
Yeah.
I think and this is my perspective, I think Gary's so in the, like, he's so down the rabbit hole. He forgets. He may say he gets it.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, the 42-year-old plastic surgeon here in Miami wants to do his personal brand. He's got a team, but he doesn't have 9 hours a day to jump around on TikTok.
Yep.
You know? And he doesn't have all day editing the photo on Instagram. So, you know, coming back to where his lead flow is, you know, where he's wanting to attract them is probably the better platform in my opinion. You know? Dude, people, you know what's a great platform that people forget about? Facebook groups.
Yes.
Facebook, I have a great relationship with Facebook, right? Because of the verification. They have told, like, well, not they, one guy, but multiple people in the offices around the world.
Yeah.
I said, other than the other, like, the most energy they put is on Facebook groups because they want so many people using their app, using the program for as long as they can, engaging community, because then that's what they sell to the brands and sponsors.
Yep.
That's what they sell to get people to invest with them.
Yep.
So, like, Facebook groups, you can be very clever and you can put in any group you want, you know, like personal branding or, you know, coaches that make over 50 grand a month. Like, and you can get very clear to those people at least. Then you build a relationship with the host of the group. You know, we'd find out how much activity goes through. It says it publicly, how many posts, how much activity, right? Get in the group, check it out, see if it's the vibe, build a relationship with the host, then try to do something free for him. Give him free content, free coaching session, whatever, because he's the nightclub owner. He's the owner of the group.
Yeah.
Once he knows you and likes you and trusts you, dude, you've got access to all these people. Like, it's amazing strategy that I get everybody to do, because you don't have to do the ads. You don't have to do, you go directly to the people that are more likely to work with you.
Gatekeeper.
And when they go to your Facebook, make sure it's this credibility enough. Cause like, I don't know this guy, I'm going to check him out, stalk him a little bit. Photos, personal brand, connection, credibility, authority.
Yeah. That's a big one. I love Facebook groups because it's so niche down. You know, you get right down to the audience and and you know, you get to the gatekeeper. That's what you're describing. The gatekeeper.
I love the gatekeeper. That's what verification does. Gets you to the gatekeeper. So I call it the ogre before the princess, or the father before the princess. The moat, the guards, keep going up, the father, you're the last guy to get the girl.
What is the power of verification today? Let's close with that. That's a biggie. Like, you know, there's a lot of misconception. There's also a lot of maybe, I don't know if you can put it too high on a pedestal or too low, but.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing before I answer that question. Anyone who's listening right now, it's not just driven on press anymore. This was our USP in the industry, the game. Like, I realized how hard it was for me to do it. You know, we've done a lot of them around the world, and it's a whole process. It's like getting a visa for a country. If you don't have all these credentials, they will not let you in. It doesn't matter what you look like, sound like, how famous you are, how many TV shows you've been on. Like, you need to have, it's like, Ryan, you don't have this. We don't even say sorry, rejected. So the way do I explain verification is like, Ryan, me and you go to like a hot bar in Miami, right? One night we're rocking in, cool guys dressed up, we're in a Toyota. No one looks at us.
Yep.
Next night, Lamborghini Aventador 2022. Brand new. One of the 50 that are made around the world. We get direct access into the club or bar. People look at us. They ask us what we do, ask us who we are. Same guys, same vibes, same clothes even. That is the power of verification. It's like, it's the best way from a social platform, when people check you out on social, to give you that validity and trust that people, we've made it as like, oh my gosh, he's verified. Anything that he says, anything that he does, anything that she tells the world must be true. Pros and cons behind that. But at the end of the day, like, I know what it was like before I was verified, and after, it just changed the game. Gets me indoors. You know, people, it's weird. I think it's stupid. Stupid, right? That why would a blue tick give you that power? Same thing. Why does a Ferrari give you the power? Because we put value on what that thing is, you know?
Yep. It opens a lot of doors, whether it should or shouldn't. It just does. It's a credibility.
And I want to look at the end of the day, whether it's a blue tick, whether it's a television show, whether it's, you know, the office location, it makes your job easier. Like, don't make it hard for yourself. That's why I tell people, like, you're a ghost online. You know how you're making it hard for yourself to, like, get people to choose you. If they can't find you, they're not going to give you the deal, you know? And as you mentioned, they're going to see you. I've had people that have worked with me now, but they had to see me at two events. See me, follow me, yeah. Have another conversation, have a sales call. Like, they needed all these touch points before, okay, now I'm ready. They were ready a year ago. They had the money, but they didn't trust me. They didn't know who I was. So
that's the purchase funnel, my friends. Awareness, consideration, intent, demand. And you push them down. And it's the same in it, whether you're selling bananas, t-shirts, or personal brands.
Interesting. That's the framework of like Nike or like Coca-Cola
the
and all
biggest
the
brands
like,
in the world. You got to get aware. What's that?
What is it again? What is it?
The purchase funnel. It's the age-old marketing purchase funnel. And a lot of people have changed it. Some people call it the purchase cycle now, but it starts with awareness. People got to be aware of you first. They've got to consider you. they need intent, and then they need demand. And so, like, and then ultimately purchase at the bottom. So,
yeah,
you know, they're made aware of you. You spoke once. They started researching you, so maybe they had consideration. And then intent, they saw you the second time, and then the phone call you had with them, sales and close, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's your example, but that's, it still works that way. You can change the names of those things, whatever, and I will fight anyone that you want that is still the path to purchase. And it's the reason why you can't set up an e-commerce store, and it's not set it and forget it, because you have to still drive them down that path, that funnel. And so,
well, and then to tie it in with personal branding, I would rather do that with a person's face, and I'd rather do it with mine, because it's too easy to sell. I feel it's so much easier to sell with a personality than copy,
yeah,
than a graphic,
yes,
than really engaging video. I can connect because humans want to connect with a human. You can be at their level. Like, I know people will argue with me, well, dude, I do $1 million a month. Okay, great. Good for you, man. Like, how many people are like that?
Yeah.
And how much money did it cost you to find that perfect formula? Yeah. Like, this is why it's so great, like, to give people a move, right? Like, if they want to get a win today, do 30 days of a live. Oh, every client of mine, I get them to do that. Three things that happen. One, it gets them definitely some kind of client. Whether it's pay now or pay later, they're getting a win, because they're talking about what they do. Two, you know, it's going to bring in probably some cash flow, or moving towards some kind of cash flow. But the biggest one, it's confidence. It gets you out of your head. And it's the fastest way and the best way and the free way to engage an audience, because you want engagement. You're creating content to engage. So just let's skip that part. Go straight for the throat. Let's go straight for the person. When they come up, use their name, talk about your industry, 5 minutes every day. You do that, not one person has ever said to me, ever, like, it was a waste of my time after 30 days. And I don't feel like, oh, that was like, I feel more insecure. Man, people want to hear my story, Jay. People never used to reach out. I'm getting, like, people ask me to speak. I'm like, it's this magic thing that we forget. So 30 days of lives, man.
There you go.
That's what it is today.
So value. There's value, value, value. Jay, this has been great, man. Looking forward to continuing our relationship and helping one another and helping people. Talk about where everyone can find you, find Ace of Spades, everything.
Yeah, man. Yeah. If you know, if whoever's listening right now, something's resonated with you, you know, you're looking to get a bit of a plan on maybe, you know, I'm ready to go all in with the personal brand, or hey, maybe you just want to get a couple of services, maybe get on TV, Good Morning Chicago, you know, you're open for that conversation. Go to aceofspadesagency.com, aceofspadesagency.com. Do your stalk, make sure I'm trustworthy, you know, and then when you're ready, booking a call and we'll rock and roll.
Love it, brother. Really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Thank you, dude.
Hey, guys, you know where to find all of this content. TheRadcast.com. Search for Magic and Ace of Spades. It will all bring up the content from today's show. Everything, Jay, all the knowledge we dropped, all the value that he brought. Hey, we might even throw in a little magic trick there. Who knows? I don't know. We'll link to one of his magic shows. All good. We really appreciate JJ. You know where to find me. I'm at Ryan Alford on all the platforms. I'm blowing up on TikTok. Go hit me on over there. We'll see you next time on the Radcast.